As this practice settles in, as we settle into the practice, there are two primary activities of the practice that we offer. The first is to know. The simplicity of knowing what is. It's not knowing what was or what will be, but in the heart of the mindfulness practice is to know what is. The second activity of the practice is to let go. To know and to let go. It might be useful to think of letting go as letting go of that which is extra. That's not really needed here. To let go of the things that in some way take us away from ourselves as an is, in the isness. So we be with what is of who we are, no longer for this while being concerned with what was and how we are, how we are, or what will be. And letting go can also be letting go into what is, letting go into what is more essential here. So we might know how we are sitting in this body. Relying on the on that aspect of knowing which is so simple. Just to know the body as it is, the sensations, the feelings in your body. To know as if you have all the time in the world. To know as if that's all you need to do. Each thing that is has permission to be there in the knowing. And in the knowing, if there's the knowing of holding or tension, ways in which we maybe are not settled into the isness of this moment, the second practice might be to let go, to relax the body, to soften the holding of the shoulders, to soften the face, letting go in the belly, so the belly can be itself, And perhaps there's a subtle bracing in the body. Bracing, which is a little contraction or tug of the mind's worry. Perhaps there can be a letting go of the bracing and a letting go into the body. Might be the knowing of the mind. Maybe there's thinking, or maybe there's some mental attitude. Maybe a very subtle attitude, a tendency to being for or against. Attitude of something's not good enough, or an attitude of danger, there's a problem, or an attitude of contentment, an attitude of enoughness. And some of the thoughts and attitudes of the mind can function as centrifugal forces where we move away from ourselves. So there might feel appropriate to let go in the mind. To relax the thinking muscle. Bring a degree of calm to the mind by opening up wider in awareness, letting go of contraction or tightness. To know the experience of breathing, there might be a letting go into the body breathing. As if breathing sits at the center of all that you are. And you're not excluding who you are, but you're sitting there at the center of it all. Breathing in, breathing out. Rising, falling. And perhaps there can be the knowing of some kind of stability or stillness or settledness within yourself. And a letting go into that stability. So that you can be here with this is, with what is, what do you need to know? What is it that can be noted? What can be let go of, so that you can let go into the isness of this moment. And in the isness of the moment, there is change. Like when you look at a river flowing by, what there is the flow. Sometimes we can know what takes us away from this isness, takes us away from the flow. To let go into the moment, into this flow of changing experience, in that moment of time where the past becomes the present, and before the present becomes, or say it differently, where the future becomes the present, and before the present becomes the past. Perhaps there's a way of letting go into just the knowing. Which becomes the same as letting go into now, here. Knowing now, here. Letting go of concepts that keep us a little removed from here. In that simplicity of knowing here, we let go of ideas of there being a body. Where there's no face. No hands. No torso. No eyes. No ears. There are sensations. There are sounds. But they all occur without the need of these other concepts. Letting go. Letting go of being the doer. And letting go into the knowing. Perhaps knowing that part of the awareness that can allow whatever's here to just be here without doing anything with it, for or against. where there's an openness of awareness, or a stillness of awareness. Or a stability of awareness. To know and to let go in the very moment, instant of letting go. In and of itself, there is a release, a peace. In the most simple knowing, there is a release, a peace. Let go into the release. Letting go into the peace. Letting go of yourself. Letting go of letting go. here and now, in the direct experience of now, letting go of wanting it different, letting go of wanting it to be the same, to stay. Letting go of trying to do something. And letting go of trying to not do anything. Letting go of evaluating. Letting go of not evaluating. Letting go of being a self in the middle of your experience. Letting go of trying to not be a self in the middle of your experience. Let go. Let go, just let go. And see if you can feel the release, the peace that's in the letting go. In the instant of the very letting go, in and of itself, the peace and ease, a freedom, almost as if between the beginning and the end of letting go, there is a peace, in whatever way that you might feel that peace, to whatever degree. Let go into the peace. Let go into that peaceful absence. Where there is no holding and no clinging. The Buddha once made a powerful statement. He said that the essence of all things is release. The essence of all things is liberation. And perhaps one way of understanding this, in the direct experience that we have moment by moment, in the essence of each experience we have, whatever that is, the rising of the belly, the sound that occurs, an itch, a thought, a sight, there is to be found right there, in the essence of it, release. Release is not separate. It's at the heart of all things. And perhaps there are times where that's possible to see that or intuit it. When there's a clear enough letting go that you can feel, certainly you can notice the thing that you're letting go of, that you've let it go. Hold something in your hand and you can be aware of it dropping out of your hand as you let go. But it's also possible to know the feeling of release in the hand in the act of releasing the fingers. Sometimes the letting go in the mind, you can feel into it the release that comes with whatever we're letting go of. And that release is in some ways always here. Even in the midst of our clinging, it's here. But it's a strange thing, this release and this freedom, because you can't really appropriate it or make it yours. You can't quite focus on it as an object. It's more like peripheral vision. You can strain or make effort or be the doer in focusing your vision on something. But at the same time, there's peripheral vision where you take in some of the sights around you. But you're not focusing on those. There's not doing the seeing there. If something comes into your peripheral vision, it comes in there effortlessly. And then you could always, of course, turn towards it to make it the focus of your vision. Some people have this experience of walking in the dark, where you can't focus your eyes because it turns out that the rods and cones of peripheral vision see better in the dark than the central focus view. So you have to kind of relax your eyes and look kind of through the sides of your eyes and not try so much. The release that's the essence of all things, is something that can be known more like you would know peripheral vision, peripheral awareness. It can kind of be known, but it can't be focused on. It's a place, an experience and dimension of our lives, of awareness, where there is no clinging. There is no wanting. There is no self-consciousness. It's always here, it's the essence of all things. Try to have it, and you lose it. Ignore it, and it's gone. What is it to have release, the absence of clinging, here on the edges? In the periphery of awareness, that perhaps you can melt into. Stay close to your practice today. Care well for yourself and your practice. Stay close. Thank you.